Hello, and thank you for tuning in. I'm Saga Jakubchik, and you are listening to the DME Interns Podcast.
Hello, and welcome to the DME Interns Podcast. I'm your host, Saga Jakubchik, today joined by Laura Doller, who is working with us here at the DME. In today's podcast, we aim to highlight her unique experience with the State Department. Laura, it is great to have you on our podcast.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, to start off, I think I'll just kind of open the floor for you to talk a little bit about how you first got this position. But even before we do that, I noticed you describe yourself as a writing intern, but your title says special projects intern. Do you consider one of those to be more accurate than the other?
Yeah, so I'd say right now, I'd say writing intern is a bit more accurate. Just because some of the more traditional special projects we haven't been working on yet this year. So I've been focusing more on VOD profiles, Veteran of the Day, and America 250. So America 250 is within the special projects department, but the Veteran of the Day profiles are more general projects for writing interns. So I'd say because of that, I would consider myself a little bit more of a writing intern, but I do work a bit with the special projects department, which is nice.
Gotcha. Special projects is more of a branching off then from your traditional duties.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. How did you first come across this internship?
Yeah. So I'm a freshman at USC, and our career center sends out just weekly emails starting at the beginning of last summer. And they sent an email before the school year started with some links to various internships or jobs or any of that type of thing that we could come into the school year with. And one of those links was to the USA Jobs website, where there were at least a couple hundred different internships with the federal government available. And so I looked at a few different ones, and I settled on this one. It was sort of a nice intro position where there's still definitely plenty of agency and work and independence, but it didn't, it sort of matched my skill set of where I was at the moment, being a freshman and not having like a ton of job experience or that type of thing. So I decided to apply to this one. I applied to a few others. And yeah, as soon as I got the email that I was accepted, I accepted the offer, and yeah, I started at August of 2022.
Oh, me too. And I know that this internship was really attractive to a lot of people because it was online. It wasn't necessarily something that you had to travel for. It was like, oh, I can complete this work from my dorm, which is perfect. Mm-hmm. Writing and government, how would you say those two fit together for you career-wise? Like, are you studying writing and you're looking to go into government?
Yeah, so I am potentially looking to go into work with the government. I'm currently on a pre-law track, so that's sort of a easy typical path, I feel, of law school to government. But I think the writing with that, I'm not any type of like English major, that type of thing, but both being on the pre-law track and then also an honors program that I'm in at my school that's very writing intensive, both of those combined sort of make writing a pretty big focus of at least my education right now. And I'm assuming whether I stick as a attorney or go into government, I'm sure that there'll be plenty of writing related work to do. And I think while this is still sort of like blog posts or social media posts or that type of thing, being work for the DVA, it's definitely has more of a formal nature to the writing that I think gives me different experience than just like a research paper for university or that type of thing. So I think the writing experience there, and then of course having experience with the government, is especially at this position, which is still very like intro level. I feel sort of like I'm dipping my toe in the water and getting a little bit of just a foot in the door to understand sort of what it would be working for the federal government, and sort of using this as, you know, a stepping off point to being a bit more involved throughout college and eventually in my career as well. So yeah, it's very much just setting me up for success, I feel, in both of those areas.
I would definitely have to agree there, especially in terms of how useful writing is to basically every career, you know, even just posts on social media, you know, they have to be phrased just right so that they get the message across. I mean, with the podcast, even, you know, we're constantly worried about like, okay, we need to make sure we get our facts straight. We need to have things, you know, laid out ahead of time. I mentioned a ton of notes, but it sounds like you're absolutely on the right track.
Yes.
Laura, I have to say, you are the super candidate that everyone is afraid of. You're on track. You've got an internship with the State Department. You're like a writing intern. It is terrifying. It is absolutely terrifying, but it's brilliant for your career. Moving on to what you actually do here, what does your day-to-day kind of look like?
Yeah, so as I mentioned earlier, I'm focused on specifically Veteran of the Day profiles and America 250 posts. So both of those are short write-ups around 400, 500 words, but they are different in nature. So Veteran of the Day profiles are more just focused on biographical, so anywhere from like from when where this veteran grew up to how they got into the military to some of the highlights of their service to what they're doing now. And America 250 posts are a bit more selective, I guess might be the word, where we're really highlighting very, very notable veterans who have accomplished something unique in their career. So both of the posts, they're a bit different, but I do really enjoy both. So I focus more on Veteran of the Day profiles in my day-to-day work, I'd say. I work on those a bit more frequently. And sometimes it'll just be a matter of, you know, researching the veteran online and going from there. Sometimes I reach out to the veteran themselves and conduct an interview. So a few days ago, I actually was interviewing a veteran that I'm currently writing about now, which is really, really cool to be able to, you know, speak to them personally and design my own interviews and that type of thing. And then once I've compiled the research, then I get started just sort of writing out my draft and we go from there. And then I also help out with the content calendar, which is more of like Instagram and Facebook posts. So they're shorter captions for specific holidays or, you know, anniversaries or that type of thing. So those are shorter, being more of caption styles. But yeah, my day-to-day is a mix of research and yeah, just sort of writing out those blog posts.
It sounds like from what I'm hearing, there's a real personal aspect to the work that you do, especially in interviewing veterans, you know, talking to them directly. Would you say that's accurate, that there's kind of this personal level to everything?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, being a writer, especially with the internship, you know, being virtual, there is a lot of independence there. So obviously we collaborate with our editors and graphic designers and researchers. But when it comes to, you know, doing the research and writing yourself, there's definitely a lot of independence there. And especially when you do get to interview the veterans themselves, there's definitely a personal aspect to it, with you really being there for the whole process from beginning to end. There's really a lot of personal connection in that.
When we talk about veterans who have achieved something very special in their careers, what does that tend to refer to? Are there any specific examples that maybe you could give the podcast?
Yeah, so in general, I'd say we focus a lot more on historical veterans. Within the Veteran of the Day posts, there's a lot more of a chance to connect with veterans who are still alive, or that type of thing. So within the America 250 posts, that's usually more veterans throughout history. So some of the ones that I've worked on, I recently worked on an America 250 post for Alicia Kent Kane, who was part of a few different expeditions to rescue exploring parties. We also have worked with or written about veterans who have been involved in acquiring territory for the US, or just been in very significant missions or that type of thing. So it's a bit more historical and focused on people that you might read about in a history textbook or that type of thing.
Yeah, as someone with a family history, you know, that has so many veterans in it, I have to say that I do appreciate this work, because it seems like for these people who've done so much for their country, sometimes there isn't just enough information on them that's out, you know, like Michael Mansour, my one relative who, you know, he won the, I think it was the Medal of Honor after he saved people. And sometimes you just kind of wish there were more people spreading the word, like, look what all these different veterans have done to help their country.
Yeah. I think that's something that's especially meaningful to me about the Veteran of the Day posts, because a lot of it is, you know, people that there isn't a lot of information about them online, you know, especially in the interviews where, you know, or in the posts that I've interviewed veterans, a lot of the time there isn't any information about them online. And, you know, when you're conducting the interviews and speaking to the veterans, you learn all of this incredible information about the work that they've done. And it's really is an honor to be able to, you know, share that information and write about them and learn about and spread their stories of the incredible work that they've done and all of their wonderful service. It really is pretty significant.
Absolutely. And now, moving away from that massive emotional whiplash that we just said about veterans, what would you say are some of the more minor tasks that you work on? Not necessarily minor in importance, but maybe things that, you know, take a lot less time. Maybe there's a lot more of them that you feel like we just don't really acknowledge.
Yeah, so I'd say in general, the content calendar captions that I mentioned, those are definitely a bit of shorter works, because a lot of times, sometimes it is talking about, you know, holidays or anniversaries that we're aware of. So for example, I wrote a caption for Martin Luther King Jr. Day, that type of thing. There are still definitely holidays or anniversaries that I learn a lot about while doing the research. But in general, being more of like a caption style type of work, they are a bit shorter of jobs. And then also I'd say just some of the day-to-day aspects of the internship outside of just the writing. So For example, we have like a Reddit for the interns or that type of thing where it's a bit more focused on connecting with the other interns. That type of thing, I'd say, is also just, you know, every once in a while I'll, you know, log on to the Reddit, or, you know, I'll check some of the channels in our Slack that I don't typically check, and just sort of catch up with people on there, that type of thing as well.
Right. And you know, every kind of intern has things like that that they do. Of course, Veteran of the Day is absolutely lauded for its importance and what it means to people, rightfully so. But, you know, it's good to acknowledge all of the other stuff that we're doing outside of that, that maybe just doesn't get as enough airtime.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had a favorite project so far?
Yeah, there have been a couple of the Veteran of the Day profiles that I've written that have been pretty significant to me. I'd say one in particular is Chris Islieb. I wrote about him about a month or two ago. That was very, very meaningful for me because it was the first time that I was conducting an interview. So it was definitely pretty nerve-wracking, you know, reaching out to a stranger over LinkedIn and being like, hi, you know, I'm an intern for the DME, you know, are you interested in this? And then conducting the interview. It was pretty nerve-wracking, but it was really, really a rewarding experience. And Mr. Islieb is actually an alumnus of my university. So, and I think USC is known for its alumni connections and, you know, just having very strong, you know, school spirit and connection with our alumni. So, you know, I mentioned that I was attending USC and he was really excited about that, and gave me the names of several other USC alumni who had served in the military that he knew, and was like, you can reach out to them as well. So that was a really cool connection on both of those levels, I'd say. It was really, really wonderful to learn about his service. He helped create the first National World War I Memorial, and was really involved in more of the press and media aspect of his service, which was really, really interesting to learn about. So I'd say that was definitely one of my favorite projects that I've worked on.
That's incredible. Him coming from the same university as you. So In the same breath, you can ask him, you know, questions about his life. And also, did you have this person for your business law class?
Yeah.
On the flip side, is there any aspect of this internship that you found has really challenged you? It's tough because you're an honors student, so there can't be much, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say it was definitely, I'd say the biggest challenge has been a bit of a learning curve with just getting started on the internship, with it being a virtual position. There was a bit of difficulty just sort of getting used to the idea of, you know, doing all of this work on my own and having, you know, the only connection be, you know, having like online connection with my fellow interns, which, you know, over time I've gotten to really appreciate the value of, you know, having Slack and LinkedIn and all of these places where I can connect with, you know, hundreds of people across the country. But there was definitely a bit to get used to of, you know, not working on things with other people in person and having a lot of independence as well. As I mentioned earlier, with the process of being a writing intern, you really are, you know, kicking off the project and seeing it all the way through. So a lot of times you are researching and proposing veterans to write about. So, you know, just going online and, you know, seeing if there's anyone that's recently been mentioned in the news, or seeing if you can find a podcast or anything like that to, you know, get ideas of who to write about. And then from there, you do all of the research yourself and you write it up and you see the post all the way through from beginning to end. So there's a lot of independence and really just taking the initiative yourself that's involved in that. And so I'd say that was definitely a bit of a challenge at the beginning, just to sort of be comfortable with the idea of, you know, I'm a brand new intern, you know, I've been here for a week and I'm, you know, proposing this and seeing this project all the way through. It felt like a lot of independence at the beginning, but I've really, really come to appreciate it. And I think it's one of the most rewarding aspects of the internship, but it was definitely a challenge at the beginning.
Well, it's good to hear that it's become so rewarding. I think everyone had that like 2 week period at the start of their internship where we were like, what's Slack? How do I type a message? You know, what's this channel? What am I doing? Do you have a person who kind of works, I don't want to say works above, but kind of is like, acts like a satellite and just sort of hovers around, monitors your work, or are you kind of on your own little island and it really is up to you to make sure that, you know when these things are being submitted or, you know, what needs to go where?
Yeah, I'd say there definitely is a lot of independence and accountability of keeping yourself up to date on that type of thing. But we do have like department heads or people that are a bit more experienced than us, have, you know, maybe a year or so of year or more of experience in the internship that you can reach out to for any type of questions that you have, whether it's, you know, big or small. And, you know, when we submit weekly reports every Thursday where we sort of outline the work that we've done that week. And every week you have an opportunity to ask questions, which is really, really helpful. And even just, you know, reaching out to people on Slack, that's, you know, a super normal thing of just reaching out to your DHs or DOs and just asking them any little questions that you have about, you know, formatting or, you know, what order to go about things or any of that type of thing. And everyone at the internship is super, super welcome to receiving and answering questions and helping you out. So I'd say while there is definitely a lot of individual initiative and accountability, there are a lot of people who are more than willing to support you in whatever way that you need, especially when you're first starting out and there is that confusion of what is going on, what am I doing? Everyone's really, really there to support you and to guide you along so that you can feel comfortable taking that initiative yourself. So I'd say that was really, really helpful and just reassuring to have, you know, those people in your corner that you can reach out to, even if you just want to double check something, they're always there to support you, which is really nice.
I think that's been one of the best realizations that I've had while working here. You kind of touched upon it that, you know, despite the fact that we are working within a government organization, everyone here is, you know, very professional, but they're also very incredibly friendly and very helpful. Mm-hmm. And they use emojis more than you would actually kind of think.
Yeah.
Now, before we conclude things, I just wanted to kind of touch base. I know that you are a special project / writing intern. You know, you post Veterans of the Day articles. So you're doing a lot of veteran work there. Would you say you work for the State Department or would you say Veterans Affairs? Like, if the State Department hosts the entire internship program, where do you go from there?
Yeah, that's a great question. I'd say right now, I feel like I work, because it is so veteran focused, I do feel like I'm, you know, just in I feel like I'm a little bit more focused in the DVA, the Department of Veterans Affairs. But I think one of the best aspects about this internship is that you can sort of go from anywhere. I feel like it provides just a really good baseline experience that I can, you know, bring with me, whether I choose to continue working with the VA or explore different areas within the State Department or other types of things. I think that this internship provides really good experience for you to continue in whatever direction that you so choose. And yeah, I think that that's a really nice aspect about the internship as well.
A very good answer to, I'm sorry, a very bizarrely worded question that I asked. I know I had this question earlier because the overall internship program is hosted by the State Department, but we have our various other departments even within that we work for. And so I just tend to want to get it right for each intern that I interview, so I don't say, oh, you know, this is Laura and she works for blah, blah, blah. And then later we get someone telling me via Slack, Saga, not correct. But Laura, thank you so much for joining me today for this interview. It's been a blast.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'll look forward to seeing your work in the future with the Veterans of the Day, with the social media posts, you know, whatever you happen to move on to from here.
Yes, thank you very much.
Of course. And now for our listeners, I would like to thank them all for tuning in. Please do not forget to subscribe. Woo! And if you could give us a 5-star rating, we would really appreciate it. For more information about joining the DME Interns team, please visit dmeinterns.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Once again, this is Saga Jakubchek, and you're listening to the DME Interns podcast. Please stay tuned for next week's episode.
I would now like to thank our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, and if you could give us a 5-star rating, we would really appreciate it. For more information about joining the DME Interns team, please visit dmeinterns.org. You can also follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Once again, this is Saga Jakubchek, and you're listening to the DME Interns podcast. Stay tuned.